When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Colbert.
Welcome back. My next guest tonight is an actor and a screenwriter known for Frances Ha and 20th Century Women. She's now making her directorial debut with Lady Bird.
I want to go where culture is, like New York.
How in the world did I raise such a
snob? Or at least Connecticut or New Hampshire, where writers live in the woods.
Get into those schools anyway.
Mom!
You can't even pass your driver's test.
Because you wouldn't let me practice
enough.
The way
that you work, or the way that you don't work, you're not even worth state tuition, Christine.
My name is Lady Bird.
Well, actually, it's not, and it's ridiculous.
Call me Lady Bird like
Christine.
You said you would.
You should just go to City College. You know, with your work ethic, just go to City College and then to jail, and then back to City College, and then maybe you'd learn to pull yourself up and not expect everybody to do everything.
Please welcome Greta Gerwig. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
No, we don't have a lot of directors on this show.
Oh.
Because, I don't know. No, because people just don't know who directors are, and directors
sure.
really belong behind the camera.
Right.
They don't
bring us out very often.
No, but you're also an accomplished actress in your own right, and a screenwriter, I said before. And I understand, and I'd like to know the story behind this. You were almost on a CBS sitcom. We were almost co-workers.
Yes, we were almost in the same CBS family. There was a show called How I Met Your Mother.
I remember. I'm familiar.
It was a great show. I loved it. Everyone loved it. And they were going to make another one called How I Met Your Dad, starring me. And we shot the pilot, and it was so much fun, and I loved working on it. And then they take the pilot to Las Vegas, and they
test it. Like a focus group.
Yeah, they test it. And the audience, they're given knobs, and they turn the knob to the right if they like it, and to the left if they don't. And apparently, they turned the knob to the left every time I came on.
Oh, no.
So they did, yeah, they didn't. It didn't. They didn't like it at all.
Now you've got Lady Bird.
That's
which,
right.
Which is, as you said, directorial debut, mm-hmm. and it is getting amazing notices. It was called Perfection by the New York Times. It's got a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is unheard of.
Yes.
It's absolutely unheard of. Congratulations
yes.
on that.
Yes. Thank
was
you.
It? We saw that great clip with Saoirse Ronan there. Mm-hmm. Is it based on your childhood, your teenage years?
It's inspired by parts of my childhood, but it's not literally me. I wasn't
like Tell the people
like
out there the story.
Okay, so Lady Bird is about a girl named Christine McPherson who makes everybody call her Lady Bird, and it takes place over the senior year of high school, and it's kind of a love story between her and her mom, how like hard it is to say goodbye, and how one person's coming of age is another person's letting go, and it's really funny, but it will also make you cry and call your mom.
Did you cry and call your mom?
Yeah, and then my mom cried and called me when I showed it to her.
So it's in some way, she recognized some of your relationship in this movie?
Yeah, she recognized some of it. I mean, she knows more than anyone what's not real and what's real.
But... Did she say, like, why'd you put that in? Nobody needs to know that about us. Was it any of it too personal?
No, I think she thought she was very flattered by it. She's seen it 6 times.
Did you at any point jump out of your mother's car?
Not a moving car.
At a stoplight or something.
It was
like.
Idling, yes. That I exited.
Now, I understand that you went to an all-girls Catholic school?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, like stereotypical, like knee socks and plaid skirts kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Were the nuns measuring like the length of the skirt and all that kind of stuff?
We had skirt check,
okay.
Yeah.
Skirt check, that's what it's called?
Skirt check, yeah.
Okay.
If it goes below your fingertips or above your fingertips, it's bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you're not a Catholic.
No, I'm not a Catholic, but I actually loved Catholic school and everything in it because I mean, to be totally honest, because I was kind of a theatrical kid, oh. I felt like they had really good outfits and really good musical numbers.
Oh, no, the stagecraft of the Catholic Church is none. I was an altar boy for years, yeah. And that was my experience of being on stage. Yeah. It's like, I'm on stage, yeah. And everybody's looking at me.
And the smoke and all the stuff.
Oh, the incense, the censure, yeah. And everything like that.
Yeah.
Incense on the chain ball and the ring, the ding, 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 the bells
exactly.
And everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nuns are witches and
stuff
like
that. And it
felt
like very close to, like, Sound of Music or something. It felt like,
very
you know,
to Sound
it was
of
like,
music.
It was very...
Except the nuns don't run off with the Baron.
Yes. That's right. They did. No,
they're very, very important. They don't do that.
But we had nuns. We had pretty groovy nuns. So
oh,
they
really?
Were. Yeah, they
like
were
like folk mass. Like you know,
yeah.
Dominic.
Yeah.
Those kind
like,
of nuns.
Sort of like
singing?
Ukulele playing nuns. Yeah, musical nuns. But they didn't. Like we would do. I've
never played musical nuns.
It's a great game. But we would do like, we would have like, you know, I took theology for 4 years because it was part of it. And I remember the school I went to is called St. Francis, and it's based on St. Francis of Assisi.
Okay,
and
great.
So we watched the Zeffirelli film, Brother, Son, Sister, Moon.
Oh, yeah, sure, about his like, discovering his
becoming
sainthood, yeah.
St. Francis. And the way he does it is pretty dramatic. He like takes off all of his clothes in the town square and is like, I don't need your money, Father. And I always identified with the father being like, oh no. My yeah. son just heard from God and now he's taking off his clothes. But then I remember it's a beautiful film. But then
and the actor's cute.
So cute. He's a beautiful guy. But the nun put a post-it note over the place where she knew his butt would be. She was like, "Not today, ladies."
Oh well. They missed out on a convert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never knew. It would have, that with the costumes, I was like, I'm in.
Well, it was lovely to meet you. Thank you so,
so
much
nice
for
to
being
meet
here.
You.
Coming up, Issa Rae.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Folks, my next guest went from creating a YouTube series about her life to creating an HBO series about her life. Please welcome the star of Insecure, Issa Rae. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm such a fan. You got me through college.
Did I really?
Yeah, I gave you my diploma, but I never picked it up. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, you can clear something up for me. I have a question about you, and that is, you had a popular YouTube series called The Misadventures of Awkward Black Girl.
Yes.
You seem like a self-possessed African-American woman. What makes you an awkward black girl?
Life, just feeling uncomfortable at all times. You know, I grew up in predominantly white neighborhoods and then, you know, moved to predominantly black neighborhoods.
Yeah.
So you're an awkward black girl too.
I can understand, yeah.
And you know, I'm African and American, and it was just always a state of transition. And you know, a lot of people try to bridge that gap, like, you know, just having conversations with white coworkers and things like that. They always try to find like a connective tissue between us. So I think that I'd be bonding with someone. And
like you and I.
Like you and
I. It doesn't get any whiter than me.
If you and I were talking.
Yes, yes.
And I thought we had a moment, and all of a sudden you were like, and girl, you know? And you put on like a black
set. Let me try it.
I don't want
to. So let me ask you another question. Girl. Like that? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. So don't do that, huh?
Please do not do that. Don't start sentences with, hey, do black people? Don't do that.
Because they don't? Is that why? Because they don't?
It's just, I don't know. I don't know what other black people do. I don't.
You can ask me about white people if you want.
Do white people?
Nope. So you said, you know, you've gone from YouTube to an HBO show. Now that it's a little bit of a higher profile, being on HBO,
that's,
you know,
cool.
They market you, you know, they want you
do.
Not to be able to walk down the street, and they want you to be famous. Has that been different for you, going out there and being, you know, seen and recognized everywhere you go?
It just feels like I'm popular in high school, if anything. And it's like, it's not really, like, I'm not really well-known. Like, I was at a...
Well, after tonight, you'll be extremely well-known.
Thank you for this.
This is it. It's over.
That's why I'm here.
If you have any vices, get them done between now and when the show broasts.
Good to know.
Yeah.
No, I was there, like helping my friend return something at Bloomingdale's, and I was chilling by the cashier just waiting for her, being bored. And the cashier all of a sudden was like, hey, wait. Oh my God, I know you. I love you so much. I love your music. And I was like, oh, who do you think I am? And she was like, you're Dej Loaf, like, who's a beautiful rapper, really talented. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not her. But thank you for the compliment. She's beautiful. And then, like, 2 minutes later, this other person comes up to me and actually knows me and is like, yo, I love you so much. And the cashier didn't hear the beginning part. She was like, I love you so much. You know, I love your show. Can I take a picture with you? So I look up and the cashier sees me taking a picture and is like, bitch, did you lie to me? I thought that you were Dej Loaf. And I had to be like, no, I'm not her. I'm a different person, but I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I get a lot of, I love you, Steve Carell. And I'm like, I'm not him.
I wish I was. Right.
Now, this is based on your own life, this series, right?
It's partially based off of experiences and a lot of my friends. And I honestly just, you know, wanted to create something that I felt like was... That showed black people as relatable and that, you know, was something kind of for us and by us.
Well, we got a clip here. Can you tell me what's happening in this one?
Oh, this is, so we opened the season with my character, who's also named Issa, going and venturing into the dating world and just feeling like it gets a bit redundant after a while.
Okay, Jim?
So where are you from?
Honestly, it doesn't matter what I say because this isn't going anywhere.
Oh, yeah? Well, I used to work in Inglewood. I'm in Cerritos now.
High school kids? That sounds tough.
Like working with kids?
So how is it working with kids?
To be honest, them. But I'm trash too, so, you know.
So how long have you been on Hinge?
How long you been on Bumble?
How are you still single?
Well. I understand that a music consultant or supervisor on your show is Solange Knowles.
Yes.
Okay.
So Solange Knowles was the music consultant for our first season.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely incredible.
Wow. Any way you could get me invited to a party with Beyonce?
I can't even get into a party with Beyonce. Honestly, I always just miss her, and it just has been driving me crazy. I would love to meet her. It's crazy, like even talking to Solange about like just. As when she was an employee on the show, like hearing her have casual conversations and be like, yeah, me and my sister do this, and I zone out immediately because I'm like, she's talking about Beyonce. That's Beyonce's her sister. So it got very challenging.
Because I'll hold the babies or anything like that if she needs a break.
honestly, if you're babysitting, I'm babysitting too.
It's a deal. Season 2 of Insecure begins this Sunday on HBO. Issa Rae, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.